You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome to A Biblical Response. In this hour, we invite you to take a journey with us to the heart of some of the hot-button issues of our day. What is behind these issues? How are Christians supposed to respond to them? Hebrews 4:12 says, "For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and of spirit, of joints and of marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart." So join us now as we bring God's word to bear on the narratives and the news that threaten our peace and cast darkness on our land.
Well, and welcome to another edition of A Biblical Response. And just want to say, we're still a community here in formation. We were talking about this before we went on the air, and we're excited about what we're doing. And also, but you know, when you're doing what God wants you to do, you know, it's your peace comes along over time. At least for us, especially in what we're doing here today. As I introduce the co-host, I'm David Frankhuer, by the way. Last time I checked, is what it says on my driver's license. And I'm kind of a moderator, as well as somewhere every now and then a thought will come forth from my mouth. But we also have here in the studio Keith Masters. Hey, Keith. Welcome.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you?
And Keith is our street preacher. And
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Yes.
Happy New Year.
And he has a program that it plays randomly throughout our system every week. And Ann Lomhoko,
good morning. It's such a blessed day to be here today.
It absolutely is.
And Happy New Year to all our listeners as well.
Definitely a wonderful, it will be, by the way, Happy New Year. God's going to make sure of that. And and Stephanie Jacobson. Stephanie, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody.
And so there we are. And I'm just going to actually turn this over to Stephanie because we do get together.
David, I want to share. I just had an interesting moment.
I got to
share.
Do it.
I mean, right. So I was taking my son to school this morning, and my big guy, my dog, wouldn't get out of the laundry room. So I closed the laundry room door. No, he just wouldn't leave. Didn't matter. So I closed the laundry room door, and we had to go out the side door because if I opened the garage door, he's going to open the door. My dog opens doors.
Oh,
okay.
Oh,
yeah. He opens doors. It's really unbelievable. It's pretty cruel. Pretty cruel. So I said, we'll go out the side door so Overseas doesn't come out and run out of the house.
Overseas?
Yeah, Overseas. Well, yeah. Yeah. But he's an adoptee, all right? He's an adoptee. So, as we all are.
Amen.
So I take my son to school. I need gas to come because I'm going to make this trip over here this morning, right? I'm running on empty. Mm-hmm. So I go to the gas station and I stop at the gas station. I'm pumping up my car, and all of a sudden, a woman in pajamas comes over about three islands of gas and says, "Excuse me, could you possibly give me some gas? I don't have the right credit card. Can you give me some gas? And fill my car." I said, "Sure, no problem. Give me 2 seconds. I got situated with my car. Mm-hmm. I said, "I'll be right over there." She goes, "It's the Jeep right at the end." So I go over there. I put the credit card in. I start it up so she could fill her car up. I'm coming back to my car. And for some reason, the Lord put it on my heart to tell this guy on another island, "God bless you." So I just said, "God bless you" to this guy.
Uh-huh.
Well, I get no response. But then all of a sudden, the guy on the other island, on the opposite side of the island that I'm pumping my car on, he starts getting into conversation. He's a believer. He's a strong believer. And we start talking about Jesus on the island. It was really pretty cool, right?
Wow.
We're talking about Jesus. And then all of a sudden, the Holy Spirit put it on my heart. Little known fact that I just read last week. Do we know the reason why when Jesus left the tomb, the linen cloth was folded up? Does anybody know why that was folded up?
Yes.
Yes, you do.
I'll let you go. But
no, right. No, go ahead.
In the Jewish times, they would, if the leader of the household folded his napkin up and left the table, it meant he was coming back.
Right. Oh. Right.
So it's like a napkin?
Yes. Well, he folded it up. It was the shroud, mm-hmm. right? So what he did was he folded it up inside the tomb mm-hmm. to let people know that he's coming back.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So Peter went into the tomb. Peter saw the linen folded up. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I was reading mm-hmm. that. And this is the conversation that me and this guy was having.
Oh, you get some heavy theological conversations.
So, and this is at the gas station, right? Awesome. This is at where I'm pumping gas. Stuff. It's really amazing. And then I told him, I said, listen, do you listen by any chance to 89.9 WCNO? And I'm wondering if he's listening. I didn't get his name, but he's driving a truck, pest control. And I was just, the Lord was putting it on my heart to pray for him, for prosperity for his business.
Yeah.
So, and this is a call-in show. The gentleman can easily call in at 772-221-1100.
Amen. That's right. There you go. Took the words right out of my mouth.
The
Lord has this guy on my heart, right? Oh. It was amazing. So,
that's so good.
Yeah, praise God.
So wait, it's not over.
No, that's okay. Because the woman is waiting for her gas.
So we do that, and then we go our separate ways and have a blessed day. And then I get to the house, and what do? I hit the garage door opener.
And the dog comes out.
So all of a sudden, there's a white pickup truck driving down the street, and there goes my dog following the white pickup truck down the street. So that's, this is the kind of morning that it's been. So I wanted to share this, mm-hmm. right?
So that is so good.
I know, right?
Well, on the backside of that, I had a call or a text last week from someone. This is exciting for us here, right, guys? Because the listeners don't understand how much we appreciate that they're listening.
Amen.
And the fact that, I haven't told a lot of people that we're on here, but it's interesting because last week I had someone text me and say, because of your show, I'm doing such and such, and I won't go into the details, but because of something that she heard. And so we're just privileged to be able to be here. And that kind of goes into my opening of what I was going to say. So thank you, Keith.
Oh,
that's great.
Thank you for sharing that,
Before you do that, just as Keith prompted us, let me do the phone number again.
Sure.
You are invited to call.
Yeah.
And if someone is, if any one of us is making profound statements, you might want to listen to the statement before you call, but that's okay, even if you don't. 772-221-1100 is the number to call. But I gotta get back to your dog. Everything fine?
So I'm I'm going to tell
it's
you.
It's overseas, okay.
No, overseas, overseas. But this is a big rambunctious. He's a pit bull chocolate lab mix.
Oh.
He's got a lot of energy, okay? So I didn't chase after him. When I tell you that the peace of the Lord just kind of came over me, and after about five houses, I just waited in the front of the house, called his name, and I said, come on, right? Come back to the house. He turned around, ran back to the house. I have to open up my car door so he jumps in the car. Otherwise he's going to start running after some other car. But he'll come into my car. He'll come into the car. But he's not going into the house. And if somebody else is out. Oh, he already took off a bumper from a car at a four-way intersection. He took off a bumper. So that was costly.
Oops.
I would say.
You better stay home.
He got back in the car, and then what I got
to
do is
call him domestic.
I get the leash, and then I bring him back into the house, and he's like, what?
I love it.
It's just like, hey, this is me.
Right. Yeah. What's the problem?
Well, then, Stephanie, why don't you take us into our theme for the day.
What a fun story. Yeah. Thank you for that story.
So this was all the way this morning coming over here.
You know,
today.
It's a new day every day, right?
Right.
Yeah,
and God's mercy is amazing.
It is. And that's kind of what was kind of on our hearts today, is just to talk a little bit about it's a new year. We are in a new year, and just all the new things that come with the new year, and a new program. We have a new program. David, I don't know that I've actually said this to you, but I love the scripture that you chose for our
opening, Hebrews 4:12, for the word of God is a living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and spirit, of joints and marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intention of the heart.
Amen.
And that's what we hope to be able to pursue on this radio show.
Yeah.
It's not just about, you know, the
news events
and all. Yeah. It is about the heart and soul of the people that are listening and for the people that are in this room to be able to know what God is calling us to. So
yeah.
I know that a lot of us do goals and intentions for the new year. I'm not big on that because I always fail. But this year, I really felt like God was giving me a word, which I don't normally do, but it was the word build.
Build.
And it seems like everything, does anybody else have a new word for the year? Does anybody do that? Or does anybody
trust
got any?
Trust is my word that the Lord's given me.
Trust. That's a good one.
I'm going to say,
a lot comes behind that
intimacy,
word.
Intimacy with God, of course. That's the word for me for this year.
Okay. Did you have one, Keith, that the Lord gave you?
I'm just
I like that.
Yeah. That's okay.
Okay. So we also, like, during church, we have new sermons, right? Mm-hmm. So the new sermon series is coming up. But you know, one of the things that I've heard is, from pastors, is that I preach the same sermon, just out of a different text every week. So what does that mean to us in this new year? We not only have something new, but we have a foundation that we're building on, right?
Right.
So one of the things we're going to talk about today is the foundation of what this country was built on and what it needs to go forward. If we lose that foundation, then we're already off track.
That's true.
And so part of our education of this program is just bringing in the ideas of what the forefathers were teaching. And it's hard because we've come so far in our education system away from that foundational teaching. So our kids are being taught things that we don't necessarily want them to be taught, or that maybe they're not quite right, or maybe they've been wiped away completely, you know, torn down. So
and just so this, literally the three generations of people, the current one, the one before, and the one before that, have not really had, in most public school settings, and even some private school settings, civics classes where they taught the founding of America and were willing in that teaching to admit that God founded America through, you know, faithful men and women, of course.
Right.
Yeah. But that has not been transmitted. So you got three generations of people that are clueless unless they've intentionally done some study.
And we got to talk about that a little bit in one of our programs. And one of the scriptures that the Lord brought to me while I was bringing this forward was Philippians 3. I press on toward the goal for the prize, or the upward call of God in Jesus Christ. Then it says, only let us hold true to what we have attained. So that means to press on.
To hold
it
true.
Works.
But keep the foundation as well.
Amen. Amen. We have a break coming up. And so I want you to let loose on that point after the break, if you will. So let's go ahead and take that break, and then we'll be good for the next 15 minutes.
I'm Mindy Molina, investment advisor rep, licensed insurance agent, and fiduciary. From protecting your investments to not overpaying in taxes, financial concerns make up a long list of topics, and I can't wait to cover them all. I'll have expert guests, including CPAs and estate attorneys, and bring you insight you can benefit from. Listen in to The Mindy Molina Show every Wednesday afternoon from 4 to 5 p.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM.
Do you know what happens every Wednesday at 11 a.m. on WCNO Christian Radio? News and views to edify the body of Christ. Exciting authors, pastors, teachers, folks invested in richly blessed ministries where the church meets the world. God is doing things you want to hear about. That's Wednesday Live, airing every Wednesday at 11 a.m. on WCNO 89.9 FM.
Thank you.
Welcome back to A Biblical Response, and we're just gaining traction on the point that we were hoping to address today, and Stephanie was filling us in. So, Stephanie, I'm just going to go back to you and ask you to pick up where you left off.
Yeah, so today we're talking about something that even at my ripe old age here, I have a hard time wrapping my brain around, and that is the foundation of our country. Mm. We're, you know,
250 years later.
There,
don't look
that
like,
was the yeah. word. That was the number I was looking for in my head. I'm like, wait
that's
a minute.
Okay.
Wait,
I
you
read
saw
your
it
cues.
In my eyes,
yep.
didn't you? So it's 250 years later, and we're too far away from it to really grasp unless you go back and study it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we need a true understanding of our foundation. So, and we've talked a little bit about how our faith plays into it, but what, you know. What are we going to talk about today as far as the foundation and terminologies and different things like that that we've had to, it has morphed through the years.
Yeah, yeah.
So go ahead and talk on that.
Yeah, so you know what? We've talked about this on the program before, and Stephanie mentioned it in her introduction, but we are a Christian nation. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we have the New York Times and mainstream media that say, no, God had nothing to do with the foundation of our nation. But what we need to do as Christians is to look back at documents, like actual founding documents and originals, which I want to let our audience know there's an organization called Wall Builders, wallbuilders.com, that actually makes it a point to go through ancient and original documentation to look at so that we have the actual truth and it's not things that are being just developed by human mind. This is truth because we go back to the empirical evidence. I'm a journalist at heart.
Mm-hmm.
So you go back to the source. But our nation was founded as a representative republic, okay? And we have been morphed into what people are saying is a democracy. And a democracy is actually not a good thing. And I just want to talk about this. When we say representative republic, what that means is our government and our rulers are divinely influenced by mm-hmm. God. Okay, our founding fathers, if you look back 250 years ago, relied on our heavenly father. And it's only a miracle that our nation was founded against Great Britain. Mm-hmm. We were completely little peons, like little Davids in the face of Goliath. And it's only because of the Lord's hand and providence mm-hmm. on our founding fathers, because they sought the Lord. I was looking on the internet yesterday, and I saw the picture of them on their knees in one of the first Continental Congresses meeting. You know, it's an actual government proceeding. And they're on their knees beseeching. That's a word that they used back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Beseeching
yeah,
the counsel of the Father.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we were founded as a representative republic where the government and rulers were divinely influenced by God and took their inspiration and guidance by him and his natural laws. But now we're 250 years later and we keep saying we're a democracy, which we've morphed into.
Mm-hmm.
And a democracy, so if you split that word, it's a in Greek, okay? It's demos, which means people, and then Crossy, C-R-A-C-Y, which means ruler or sovereign authority. So the ruler of the people are the people themselves. And mm-hmm. that is the government we have today. And in this system of democracy, which, you know, we call today our government is a democracy, it's morphed into that. And that was not God's mm-hmm. intention, not God's intention. So in this system, the rights and by extension, the laws made to secure those rights emanate from the people. So instead of God being the sovereign authority, it's the people. And you know what's wrong with the people is our minds changed.
Mm-hmm.
Our minds change, right?
Mm.
Like in this form of government, democracy, what could happen? We can be given the right to take the life of a child in the womb,
mm-hmm.
which we have seen laws orchestrated to take the life of a child.
Mm-hmm.
We can see gender to be determined at a whim. Oh, I'm a woman and then mm-hmm. tomorrow I'm a man. Laws have been put in place, and we're
man's
talking
laws.
Man's yeah, laws.
Right.
I
man's
apologize.
No,
yes,
yeah. Yeah.
Because the Lord has given us natural laws: life, liberty, pursuit of happiness.
Right.
And we're going to talk about liberty because there's true liberty is only found in Christ alone. And there's so much scripture that we will talk about through the duration of this program. And we only have true liberty if it's in God.
Amen.
And can I say something right there?
Yeah.
So you said life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Yes.
But you could even break that down to one word, life. Because if you don't have life, you don't have liberty, and you don't have the pursuit of happiness.
That's good.
So life is the hinge pin of everything.
Yes.
And so when we kill the life in the womb, and I'm saying this very carefully here because I have experienced abortion, and that is my testimony that God has given me to be able to speak life into others that have had an abortion. So please feel free to contact me if you need to. I would love to talk to you. But life is the hinge pin of what we're talking about on all of it.
And I think it's important we talk about this because democracy is the denial of natural law, and God is the one who designed our government. And if we are going against how God designed it, it is not going to work. What is that famous Benjamin Franklin quote? If we don't...
Now you're asking me. The story is that he was coming out of the founding of the Constitution, and a woman asked him, "So, Benjamin Franklin, what do we have? What form of government do we have?" And he said, "Well, we have a republic if we can keep it. And you can keep it. And it's a self-governance type of law. It's not a mob-ruled kind of law."
Right. And some people still come in floating around, or, you know, what are we really talking about? Or what examples do we have today that show us we have moved away from the representative republic?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And one of the things, and you heard the phrase big government. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, when you hear the phrase big government, it often refers to government taking control over the lives of the people. To the point where they lose the opportunity that the representative republic gives us to fully express ourselves. In other words, now we can see, for instance, there's so many more rules and regulations that apply. Let's say take one area, business, right? And how you can, the conduct of business, that there's actually... We depend, really, you know, capitalism, which is a great thing, by the way.
Yeah, of course.
It beats the heck out of socialism any day.
Communism, Marxism.
Any of those isms like, you know, that. But when you have, look at all the restrictions that have been put on business in general.
Regulations
in the last 30
over
years,
regulation
let's say,
over regulation.
Regulation, the point where it's really overregulated. The government is stepping in and making rules that they shouldn't be there. What it does is it reduces the creativity of the entrepreneurial spirit that is part of the capitalist system, but it also then at a much more basic level, it literally impinges and infringes on the rights of individuals to do the best they can with their gifts and their skills.
Mm-hmm.
excuse me. Now, some will say that some regulations are appropriate. You know, you don't want to, for instance, in the food industry, you don't want to let them put poisons in the food that'll kill you, right? Not a good thing. So the FDA gets involved in that. So it's one thing to have government have some expectations and policies that protect the consumer and also support the growth of entrepreneurial.
Yeah,
the entrepreneurial aspect of business, but we now see the government has stepped in so it's big. It's
taken
over.
It was never meant to do what it is doing. There was a certain boundaries around the federal government, especially. The states are different, but the federal government especially, and we have relinquished a lot of the state government over to the federal government, and then it becomes this overarching monster instead of the individual representative type of government. So
pray that Doge with Elon Musk
Vivek
Ramaswamy, is that how you pronounce
very
it? Did
good.
I say that right?
That's what we call
Ramaswamy. Yeah. So because they're trying to decrease the size of the government and bring it back into the hands of the people. And this is just one of the ways, and people might not be able to see it because it's a physical thing for them, but it's a spiritual thing that God is doing. God's hand is moving across the government as we're speaking.
Yes.
And as he did, he answered prayer, right?
Amen.
Right? He changed the leadership of the nation. He changed the leadership of the country. And his hand is moving across the United States.
And Keith, don't you think that being said, that we're going to feel the testing of that change?
Yeah.
It's not something that they're going to come in and they're going to fix, because that would be big government again.
And look what's already going on. They are not, the Democrats in the Senate are not even showing up for the appointees that President Trump is bringing into office.
Yeah.
So they're, what's the word that I'm looking for? You know, give me a word here.
I don't know what you're trying to say.
There's the word.
Okay.
Hillary's word, right? Hillary's word. Opposition, their resistance, yeah. Right? To Hillary's word, right? Resist, yeah. Sorry, Hillary, but you're wrong. Big time.
Tell us
wrong.
How you really feel, Keila. Yeah, Keila, I like that.
But I you do. Can see, right? Because God, you know, first of all, in Jeremiah, God tells us, you know, this is where we see that God is in control. Before you were in the womb, I knew you, God
yes.
tells Jeremiah, right?
Yes.
And then you go to Genesis in the beginning of time, where God says, you know, in 1:27, so God created mankind in his own image. There's no big bang out there for the people that think there's a big bang.
Mm-hmm.
The big bang is God saying, let there be light. That is the bang, you know? And so mankind, God created mankind in his own image. And in the image of God, he created them,
Emmanuel,
male and female, right? So,
yeah.
Right. And this is the history. This is God gives us an account of exactly how it happened.
Mm-hmm.
And for people to try and open their eyes to understand that.
Yeah.
You know, because you if you're not a believer in Jesus, you're being deceived.
Yeah.
And that is the thing here, that we're trying to get to the heart, mm-hmm. that you're being deceived to see that and to understand that.
And we pray that their spiritual eyes are opened.
Yeah.
Luke 4:18, I want to read this, because Jesus speaks about himself as God. And then, therefore, these words I'm about to read, are God, Jesus is saying how they apply. They really apply to us and God's intentions for his people. And that's he says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor.
Mm.
He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed. And you can't read this just on the surface. He's not
right.
just talking about people whose eyes don't work,
right.
people that are chained behind bars.
It's in the spirit.
He's talking spiritually, emotionally, physically. It's the whole package of what comes upon people when they don't have the life that God wants them to have, without living in that spirit.
And I call myself a street witness. The Lord put that on my heart. I'm a true testimony to what God has done. He's released me and given me liberty.
Amen.
He broke the chains in my body, right? Of the addiction of alcohol, of smoking, of gambling.
Amen.
All those addictions are gone. And this is the liberty that we're looking to explain that Jesus gives out.
Amen. Yeah. And God's intention in creating America and all the founding documents, which you can read, and they're in English, and you can access them. You can go online and ask in the founding documents, and you'll get copies of all that. But I want to say that what we're talking about here now, and what this verse from Luke, what Jesus says, this is what God wants our government to provide. This is what God wants, the kind of government God wants for America, which we had, by the way, for the longest time.
And what does it say in the Declaration of Independence? We are endowed by our Creator.
Yes.
Creator. With unalienable rights, which means rights that can't be taken away. And to secure those rights by the making of applicable laws and enforcing them, governments are instituted among men. So we are a representative government, right? We are a representative republic. Theocratic government as well. So
right. Based on the word of God.
We're going to take a little break and we'll be right back.
Revival's in the air. The kingdom of God is here. This is Luann Linnegan, the host of Kingdom Recovery. I invite you to join me every Friday at 5 p.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. Kingdom Recovery is a live, cutting-edge program where I will be talking about God's saving, healing, and delivering power. Don't miss it. Revival's in the air.
Every Monday, we will bring you stories from the front line of ministry, ordinary people doing extraordinary things for God. We will redefine where the front line is, from risky missions to comfortable caring, always with the invitation for you, the listener, to look for the front line in your life. Tune in to 89.9 FM every Monday at 11 a.m. Get on the front line.
Used to get frantic.
Okay, we're alive and well here at WCNO, and is a phone call?
Or, no, I'm saying to remind them.
Oh, okay. Anne was so excited.
Please
she was
call,
pointing to the
call.
Phone that there's a phone call. Well, you can call in.
Yes.
772-221-1100 is the number to call. 772-221-1100. You may have a comment or a question. We'd welcome either.
We sound desperate for somebody to call?
Well, you know, we'd love to have...
We're not desperate.
No, we're not desperate at all.
We have enough words. We can fill
Listen,
this hour,
by now
me.
You ought to know that among us, we can go all day. And we really want... but we want to also give you room if you have a question or a comment. Until then, you know, we're basically getting back to basics. God's basics in the founding of America, the truth... Mm-hmm. The whole truth and nothing but the truth.
And David, this is where we're coming from.
Yeah.
And I'm reading Proverbs 6. In Proverbs 6, it says, these are the things that the Lord hates. There are six things that the Lord hates, seven that are detestable to him. Now, see if this sounds familiar to anybody. Haughty eyes, and haughty, for those that don't know the definition of haughty.
Oh, there's a call.
Is okay. Arrogantly superior.
1 second, Go Keith, ahead. While we take the call.
Hang on there. Hit the green button.
I did.
You did. Okay.
You were on live.
Hey, caller, welcome.
Good morning.
You're live.
Hi. Good morning, Pastor David and Keith and Stephanie and, I'm sorry, the other
Anne.
Lady.
Anne,
thank you. I just wanted to make a comment. As you remember, you guys had prayed for when I was going to be dealing with my parents coming to Florida.
Yeah, I
ended up having to go back to Massachusetts to help take care of my mom. But the reason why I'm calling is because I've been just reminded of two words, heritage and legacy.
Mm-hmm.
And when I went back to Lenox, where my parents are at a housing apartment, it was actually back where it all started for me when I was called as a missionary. It was a worldwide Bible college in Lenox, Massachusetts. And somehow being from Massachusetts, where so much history is of our country, I was just reminded of the importance of a Christian foundation.
Amen.
Not just families. And I think if there's ever been an evidence of how our nation has been so attacked in our communities is because our families have been so attacked with just having the foundation of just being believers in the Lord, just because of the times we're living in. And I loved what Pastor David was sharing about the passion of having a government-minded country, that our nation is a one nation under God.
Amen.
And
Amen.
I just thank God for this program, and I pray that many people will awaken to the importance of getting our nation back under the watchful eye of God's protection.
Praise God.
God bless you.
Amen.
Thank,
thank you
for
Anne-Marie,
calling.
And
thank you so
thank
much.
You.
Thank you.
I just have to say, Anne-Marie and I, you and David, and you're so faithful as believers, your supporters, and just thank you for your on, because I know you pray for us, and we can certainly need that. And I was getting some feedback on the phone.
Okay.
Well, thank you, Anne-Marie.
Okay. That was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And I know she represents so many other people that, you know, maybe they can't call or maybe don't feel like they have a word, but that's the heart. She represents the heart of God's people right now and yearning and hoping.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
See, we're hoping. You got to have hope. And for, what does Paul say? Hope that is seen is not hope.
Mm-hmm.
Well, because if you see it, well, it's already arrived. But you got other stuff to hope for,
mm-hmm.
you know. And God is. We're talking today about God's plan for America, and He. But we also talk about a God who loves to restore plans that His people have messed up. You know.
Yeah.
And
he has a plan for that.
Yeah, there's a plan. Right. We have a plan for that.
He has a plan of that. Yesterday was a big day, January 6th.
Let's talk about that.
2025.
For a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah. So yesterday, our U.S. Congress certified President-elect Donald Trump as the winner of the 2024 election.
Mm-hmm.
So that was officially done yesterday. And
that's a constitutional requirement.
It is, yeah. So under federal law,
yeah.
Congress is dictated to meet January 6th. And what they do is they open these certificates from each state and they're the electoral votes. And then they have to count them and then just make sure that the count is official. So the official count was 312 electoral votes for President-elect Trump to 226 for our vice president. Mm-hmm. So that was a great victory. Mm-hmm. And that speaks of hope, right?
Yes.
We are hopeful that President-elect Trump and the new leadership. So, but that's we'd be remiss if we didn't mention what happened. What happened 4 years ago? On this date.
Insurrection, that was the... that was...
Officially called the Capitol riots, I guess.
Yeah.
So we had...
Or January 6th.
Yes.
January 6th.
That's what everybody talks about.
That's
that was
shorthand.
4 years ago. It's
your cue, Keith. Let's go.
I wear my heart on my sleeve.
All right.
This one could be dangerous.
Well, I think it's important we mention that.
Yeah.
It's a historical event.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We also need to mention that there's a lot of amorphous attitudes and stuff that float around that date and concerns, and there's different opinions about what was going on. And we're not here to parse through all the opinions.
No.
But I believe that where the evidence what's critical is that that there's been an ignorance of what clearly is evidence when it points to Donald Trump and what some people said he was instigating.
Right.
And then the evidence that speaks against that, such as, for instance, he had told, I guess the Speaker of the House at that time was Nancy Pelosi,
mm-hmm.
and that she was also responsible for Capitol security.
Yes.
And so he had recommended 10,000 troops.
And she said no.
She said no.
It was a deliberate act.
It was a deliberate act. And he never in the course of, and it's a recorded speech. It's there for all to see. There's a transcription of that speech. Nowhere in there did he say he wanted that crowd to break into the Capitol. But what happened was on that day is they were meeting to certify the vote for Biden-Harris.
Mm-hmm.
And this crowd or part of the crowd broke into the Capitol,
mm-hmm.
and
they were let in.
That's right.
That,
they were let in.
Evidence has come opened.
Correct.
So let in.
So and all these are things that are in evidence. So
yeah, we're not talking and we're not trying to give our opinions because we're trying to form them from empirical evidence.
Empirical.
There's
evidence.
There's been evidence that yes, the FBI. I'm not saying all the FBI, but some agents let them in. And that not they say that the supporters of President Trump were inciting. I'm not speaking on all the supporters, but I do know that there has been evidence that has been released that some other parties were involved in inciting different things, not just Trump supporters. Because we have to, our listeners have to know there is a mainstream media out there, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Establishment media that does not give the truth. And that's why Christian media, like where we're sitting in right now,
right.
or the birth of a lot of independent citizen journalism. I listen to a lot of podcasts, okay? And they give you the truth. Look for the truth. And what has been propagated in the mainstream media, in my opinion, is not the truth.
And it's been pushed.
Yes.
And we're, you know, again, and we're also, as a we are also on occasion will share opinion because we have the right to our First Amendment, if you will.
And people could call if they feel otherwise.
If they feel
we
otherwise, you can call in and state a different opinion. You know, we're welcome. We'll welcome that. We'll dialogue with you. But basically, our goal is, you know, we're not going to play. We're not going to start conspiracies. You know, what we've said thus far is in the public record.
So before the break, before we actually started, I think we were trying to think about the word conspiracy theory. And I said, well, yes, conspiracy theories do exist, but I'm afraid that the theory part is kind of gone. So we do look at conspiracies as there are real conspiracies out there.
I have a friend of mine.
I'm not going to say what I think they are, but you know, it's.
I think we all believe the same thing.
I have a friend of mine that he's very much where we are, and spiritually and politically, and he loves to send T-shirts that say things. He sent me one time, and it says on the front of the shirt, it says, "I have to get some new conspiracy theories. My old ones came true." You know, but that's.
Well, and David,
I want that T-shirt, David.
Yeah. That's good. On the spiritual side of things, though, we do know that there is a conspiracy against the gospel.
It
has been against the gospel since
ancient
before
conspiracy.
Adam and Eve. It is not something that we take lightly as a Christian.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is, you know, that's why our country needs God. It doesn't just want God. It needs God.
Amen.
And how does that happen? It happens in the individual hearts, the people that are listening on the radio right now.
Mm-hmm.
Check your hearts. I check my heart and find out where my heart is and where my mind is and what my thoughts are. And am I angry? And who am I angry at? Am I offended? Who am I offended by and why? What is offending me? Is it me that I need to take it to the Lord and say, this is offending me? Why is this person offending me?
Mm-hmm.
So that's how we build relationship with the Lord. When we begin to ask Him for His favor for this nation, it begins in me.
Amen. It has to begin in us.
Mm-hmm.
I think the bottom line question for all of us is, how does God, who knows me, and He knows you, listener, intimately?
Yeah.
You don't know yourself as well as God knows you.
Amen.
He created you.
But have you asked God, how do you want to use me today to advance the gospel, to advance the gospel, not just the message of it, but the message points to a relationship, and that's a relationship with God in Jesus. How do you, God, want me to do this? And particularly because now, you know, we can only ignore what has been released to us. It's true, and that is about, we live here in America. If you're an American, and some of you listening, you weren't born here, but you chose to come here legally. You chose to be a citizen of this nation. What does it mean for you? What does God intend for you to do to celebrate and live out your citizenship here in America? God has a plan for you. It's all going to be different based on your skills and gifts.
We were talking about the heart, and that's where it all stems from.
Mm-hmm.
And in Psalm 51, verse 10, it says, it's an ask of the Lord. Create in me a pure heart, O God.
Amen.
Right? Amen.
Create in me a pure heart and renew a steadfast spirit within me. So when people are on the left side of things and they don't see the right side of things, they don't see Jesus, they don't know that they're on the left side of things.
Mm-hmm. No, they're blinded.
They're blinded,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. For as John said in the Gospel of John, for once I was blind, but now I see.
Amen.
And that's what we pray for eyes to be opened.
Yes.
And who opens them?
The Lord. That's
He does.
Yes, Jesus, right.
We have to continue to pray for our leaders.
Right.
We have to, no matter how we feel. I'm sorry, Keith.
No. What we got going on here right now is a little bit on the evil side. It's not a little bit, but it's intentionally.
It's pure spiritual.
It's pure evil.
Battle. Yeah.
It is. And people, you know, it's a question. How do people not understand that?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Let's come back to that. We'll take a little break.
Hi, this is Karen Hubbard, inviting you to join me every Friday at 11 a.m. for Hidden Places, where you'll hear exciting testimonies, amazing stories, and casual conversations with believers just like you, here on WCNO 89.9 FM.
Hello, this is Luke Lewis.
I'm Tiffany Young, and we're with Treasure Coast Realty Group. Join us every Wednesday at 5:30 p.m. for our show, Keeping It Real Estate.
We'll cover everything from getting you ready to purchase a home to sharing programs that help with closing costs and tips to sell your home hassle-free.
Plus, we'll dive into local market conditions, have special guests, and take your calls live on the air.
Don't miss this power-packed show to help you achieve your real estate goals. See you then.
Welcome back to, golly, the last 15 minutes of A Biblical Response. We've just been on a roll in the Spirit, is how I would interpret it, and we thank God for that. If you want to call, there's still time to call in if you want to make a comment or a question based on what we're talking about today. 772-221-1100. That's 772-221-1100. So, Stephanie.
Go back to Keith.
Okay.
Yeah.
With the verses of scripture.
Yeah. So this is what we've been living in, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord answered prayer, but this is from Proverbs 6, which I read yesterday. And in verse 16, it says, there are six things the Lord hates and seven that are detestable to him. So God is telling us exactly what he doesn't like.
Yeah.
I mean, right there. And you know, if you have a question about anything, the answer is in the Bible.
Amen.
The answer is in the Bible. So, it's not on X or it's not on anything. It's in the Bible. The answer is in the Bible.
Yes.
So, seven things. Here we go. Six things, seven things. Okay, number one is haughty eyes, which is arrogance, feeling superior above people.
Pride,
yeah. Right. A lying tongue. And there's been a lot of going on. We were talking about the media, and that is a lying tongue. The media, the papers are a lying tongue. Hands that shed innocent blood.
Murder.
Mm-hmm. A lot going on. I mean, letting the criminals loose. Letting the criminals loose.
Mm-hmm.
The people, the person
that
just
blatant.
Look what just happened in New York, right? The guy lit the fire with the girl in the subway. Mm-hmm. She was asleep. And he fanned the flames with his coat, right? So the immigration, that was an immigrant, but this is what they're letting in. Mm-hmm. So this is...
He was an illegal, right?
Yes.
So a heart
he'd been deported before.
Right. And a heart that devises wicked schemes. This is all a heart that devises wicked schemes. That's a long list. And feet that are quick to rush into evil. It is. It's just
no,
a
you're
long
right.
List.
You just have to just not say anything.
Feet that are quick to rush into evil. And this is, you know, this is on a personal level and this is on a general level so that, you know, you can see it so that you don't do these things as well. And then number seven was a false witness who pours out lies. And how much of that was going on against President Trump? And a person who stirs up confliction in the community.
Mm. Well, that brings it home, doesn't it?
That brings it home, right? It does. Proverbs 6, right?
It does. And the thing about that, those verses of scripture, again, is going back and checking my heart first, because a lot of times, it, like you said, it's on a personal level.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not with people all the time, so it's not... But there are things that I do against God. It's not even against other people. Every sin that we commit is against a holy God. And so it's perpetrated out on other people, and it's we have to remember, it's not just the other person, or if I'm offended by someone that may have offended me or sinned against me, they're really not sinning against me.
They're
so we don't
against
wrestle
God.
Against flesh and blood.
Right.
We wrestle against principalities, but it goes back to sinning against a holy God.
The other thing that's coming to me right now is that people that believe that they're good people and that they're good people and they're not doing bad things.
I try to be good.
Right now. But it's about, and this is where it comes right. into receiving Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior.
Right.
Because it's not about, and when I'm out on the street, there's so many people that say, I'm a good person.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's not about being a good person. It's about receiving Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior.
Because we're not good enough.
We're not good enough. Not good enough.
No, there we go. Let's take this phone call.
Right.
Caller, you're on the air.
Good morning. J.W. Dunlop here from Boca Raton. I'm a good friend of Keith Masters. What a wonderful servant he is.
Oh, amen, aww. Amen.
And a comment. Yeah. Hey, Keith, how are you?
Hi, J.W. How are you, brother?
Richly blessed.
Amen.
Yeah.
So, oh, hold on. Wait, J.W., J.W., I love your I love what you say, richly blessed and highly challenged.
Yeah. It is. The devil never takes a day off, but amen. We know who's going to win.
Yes.
And amen.
I just wanted to comment that, you know, there's so much concern about the news media, and I want to create a bumper sticker, and it'll say, the problem is not CNN, the problem is SIN.
Amen. Oh. Amen. That's a great.
Remember, the problem is sin.
Whoa. Yes. Whoa.
I like that.
I'm an investor.
Yeah, that's right.
When you get those, I'd like a bumper sticker or even a t-shirt. Yeah. A t-shirt would be good.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. T-shirts and So.
Thank you.
Anyway,
with Jesus saves.
Amen.
Yeah. Oh, I like that, JW. That goes on the front of the shirt. Jesus Saves goes on the back of the shirt.
Yeah.
I like that. Let's do that.
I was teaching Sunday school last Sunday, and I talked about Keith, about being such a witness that he is. And
amen.
That's just one way that you can be. And so God bless you guys. God bless your program. And
God bless you.
Thank you for listening, JW. Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
You're welcome. Yeah, you're welcome.
Have a good day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
I have to come on the backside of that and say, I couldn't agree with that man any more than I do right now.
But I also want to say something. It's not only the CNN, but Fox News. I mean, there's also the right that also lies. You know what I mean? So it's not, I'm saying the left. Yes, the CNN and the MSNBC.
Right. Well, yes, we can't all be liars.
They battle back and forth.
But we can't say Fox News is all 100% right as well.
No.
Because it's all steeped in humanism and you know, without God, right?
Without God.
Yes.
Right.
There's one side that there may be more veracity
in
their
course.
Commentary, certainly than the others.
We have to be discerning.
We have to be discerning, yes.
Yeah, because when man is in charge, you know, unfortunately.
when man is in charge, then, you know, it's kind of a toss-up sometimes.
Yeah.
We're still playing the odds. What do I want to get past? What do I want you to get out of what I'm trying to say, you know?
Well,
that's why we bring in the Word of God to this stuff.
Amen.
So that really we believe it's God is leading us to comment out of His Word on these issues.
And I think we need to bring up just what's happened to these January 6th prisoners.
Yeah, we got a few minutes.
Yeah, I mean, what's happened to them, the lack of due process and the law that they use to put a lot of these prisoners in prison, it's just downright evil. And I believe that the Department of Justice says that they want to arrest 200 more people.
That's right.
So what are your thoughts on that?
They're still chasing after 200 people.
Yeah, what are your thoughts on that?
And, you know, hopefully this all stops. January 21st.
Yeah.
President Trump said he would. Yep.
Yeah. So, but this is the evil and the wickedness that's going on, because they're going after 200 people that were standing around in a crowd.
Mm-hmm.
And the corruption or the violence that is going on out there, and this is what they're going after from the left side, from the government that we currently have in place.
Yeah. I think it's, and President Joe Biden ran a Washington Post opinion piece yesterday and just saying, whoa, to, you know, he's just making it to be the event in January 6th. It was sad. Yes, it was sad because there were deaths that occurred.
Yes.
But he's likening it to like a September 11, 2021, and totally using it for his political purposes.
It's called Spinning the Truth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
And it's done.
And these prisoners are in jail. I met one of the wives of the J6 prisoners, and she was not able to go see her husband. I mean, what they're doing is wrong, and we have to call that out.
We do. According to our clock, the official clock empowered, powered directly by the Holy Spirit from the throne room, is we're now near the end of our hour, and we normally pray at this time, I think.
Yeah, so I think
so.
Our street preacher here, I think he's got his Bible.
I agree with J.W. Yeah. I think J.W. was a great call today. That really undergirded what we feel about Keith around here.
We need to pray, especially for the prisoners, the world, just in general, Keith. What do you think?
Well, I think that the Lord has answered prayer, and he knows past, present, and future.
Amen.
And we say thank you for what he's done, and we say thank you for what he's going to be doing.
Praise God.
With the new government that he's put into place. And real fast, if you look at it, look what's going on around the world, right? Prime Minister Trudeau, he's resigning, right? Mm-hmm. Socialism.
Mm-hmm. Has resigned. Yep.
Okay, has resigned.
Yep.
The Prime Minister of Italy coming down to meet President Trump.
Mm-hmm.
All the heads, the CEOs of the left companies are coming in to have a dinner meeting with President Trump, right? Now they're all starting to donate. And they want to be on the good side.
I think there was an international sigh of relief when Trump was elected.
Sure.
I really do.
I just want to say
Except
this
for
because
countries.
President Trump, President Trump is a believer in Jesus. He's a brother in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Some people don't know that. Some people who are Christians do not know that, and they don't believe that he is. Mm-hmm. But he has sat on the podium, and he has said that we all need our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
He is a witness for Jesus, and God put him where he's at.
Yeah.
So, and before we criticize him or anybody else, think about where you stand with the Lord, and that you're a human being. You got. God wants to tighten up your act too.
Yeah,
so
all of us.
Let's be all of us here. Okay, well, we need a short prayer. We got time. We got about 2 minutes. When evangelicals pray and they're told they have 2 minutes, they really don't. So I'm just going to have to start playing the music behind it. So somebody.
Heavenly Father, we just thank you, Father God, for this time together today, Lord. We just thank you for this day. We rejoice in you. We rejoice in this day, Father God, that you have made.
Amen.
And we just pray, Father God, for the for this country, for eyes to be opened to you, Jesus. We pray for eyes to be opened to you, for ears to be opened, Lord. And we just are so grateful and thankful for your presence in our lives. We thank you, Lord, for your Son, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for our sins, Lord. And if there is anybody out there that does not know that, to touch their hearts, Lord, to open their eyes and to open their ears, Lord, to your mercy, to your goodness, to your goodness, Father God, through your Son, Jesus Christ. And we just thank you, Lord, for this radio station, the airwaves to be expanded, Father God. We pray for airwaves to be expanded, for more listeners to be touched by your word, Lord. And we just thank you for your right hand, Lord, your righteous right hand that lifts each and every one of us up. We thank you for that. And to bless all the members right here in this studio this afternoon or this morning, Lord. And we just thank you for them. We just lift them up to bless each and every one of them, to bless WCNO, Lord, and to bless this nation. We pray for protection for President Trump and his family, for your goodness, Lord, to watch over them. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Praise.
Amen.
Thank you, Keith. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank all of you for being here and sharing. And it's just an
thank
exciting
all the listeners,
thing. I'm
it's a pleasure to be on here. It's an honor to be on here. It's fun.
We thank the listeners for being out there.
And now we got to say goodbye.
And now we say goodbye.
See you next week. A good day, everyone. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us. Tune in next Tuesday at 11 a.m. for another edition of A Biblical Response. If you have issues of the day you would like us to explore, email us at WCNO@WCNO.com. In the subject line, write David@abiblicalresponse. Remember, when you are challenged by what you see and hear going on around you, pray and invest in God's Word for guidance.